In the 1990s, Bourgeois began producing freestanding architectural structures, freeing her from the gallery space allocated for the presentation of her work. As critic Amai Wallach explains, Bourgeois' decision to call these installations cells brings to mind numerous associations.
A cell can be a prison cell. It can be an isolation cell. It can be the cell of the body and the blood. It can be a cell in a convent. It can be enclosing and comforting, or it can be threatening.
Bourgeois collected old discarded wooden doors that she then assembled to create interiors, which cannot be entered physically by the viewer. Window panes provide the main view of a selection of objects that evokes various memories, associations, and connections. Bourgeois has said that the cells represent different types of pain, and this is especially true of cell one, which suggests the room of a sick person through a series of medical instruments, a bedpan, and a bed. The various glass vessels symbolize the inherent fragility, both physical and emotional, of the occupant, who is represented only via the objects displayed inside the cell. This cell also includes text, a key element of Bourgeois' work. She stitched several short phrases into French mail bags that function as bed linens. The statement, "I need my memories, they are my documents," underscores the point that for Bourgeois, the cells function as an architecture of memory. Bourgeois' cells were in tune with a shift towards installation art that was prevalent in the 1990s. Bourgeois keeps abreast of the latest developments in contemporary art through her Sunday Salon. To hear about them, press play.